Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray. Father, we pray now that you would speak to our hearts through your word and by your spirit, guide us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this past Sunday, we looked at how Jesus helps us prioritize our lives, that sometimes our lives kind of feel like a junk drawer, and that God will help us get everything in order, that there may be some things that need to come out, maybe some things that need to go in, but most of all, that we would reorder and reorganize our lives around Almighty God, that He would be central to everything we are and to everything that we do. Yesterday, I did a session of premarital counseling with a young couple who is trying to plan a wedding in the middle of this COVID crisis, and bless their hearts because their plans keep changing. But I told them as they prepare to be married that the single best piece of advice I could give them was this: as a follower of Jesus Christ, invest most in your relationship with God. Because as you invest most in your relationship with God, that will allow you to love your mate best. And you know, that's the truth with all of life. There's a reason that God gave us the greatest commandment and the second greatest commandment in that order. When they asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? He said, the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then he gave us the second greatest commandment, and that is this: love your neighbor as yourself. And the order matters there, because I can only love you best if I love God first. And if I love God first, then the fruit of the Spirit will pour out of me and will bless you. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Those nine things, not one of them is not a blessing. So the more I invest in my relationship with God, the better off you are. And the more you invest in your relationship with God through Jesus Christ, the better off I am. So I can love you best if I love God first. And the same is true for all of us. So that as we reprioritize our lives, that Jesus would be central to everything. Well, I challenged us to pray a daunting prayer on Sunday, and that's the text that I want to give you tonight under this theme, that God prioritizes. God prioritizes, and one of the ways that He prioritizes our lives is He invites us to come to Him and say, Lord, prioritize my life. The psalmist wrote in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, a dangerous prayer. Hear these words: search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I say that's a dangerous prayer because God will answer it. It's kind of like when you pray, Lord, give me patience. He will give you opportunities to grow in patience almost immediately. Or, Lord, make me humble. He's really good at answering that prayer very quickly. Well, the same is true with this one. As you pray this prayer, be ready to receive from Him guidance and direction to mold you and to shape you and to make you more like Jesus. So in these two little verses, I think there are four things that I want us to see as God prioritizes our lives. The first comes from verse 23, the first line: search me, O God, and know my heart. First point that I want to give us tonight is this: God leads our hearts. God leads our hearts. When I was in college, Campus Crusade for Christ, with which I was deeply involved, kind of focused on one particular verse that really grabbed my attention during my college journey, and it was Psalm 37, actually verses 3 and 4. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Here it is. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, I've got to be honest. When I first heard this verse, I thought, okay, there's the PIN number to the ATM card. I have these desires in my heart, so all I have to do to get God to give me the desires of my heart is delight myself in Him. Well, the longer that I've followed the Lord, I learned something. This verse is rigged. The more you trust and follow God, the more He aligns the desires of your heart with His desires. The more He aligns the desires of your heart with His will. In fact, Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So the question that we have to ask is, where are we investing most in our lives? Are we investing in a place that is temporary, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal? Or are we investing in that which is eternal? Are we investing in our relationship with Almighty God? And are we investing in other people by allowing the love of God to flow through us to them? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is going to be. Not long ago, I had the opportunity to go overseas on a mission trip, and it was unbelievable to see the hand of God at work on another side of the globe. It was unbelievable. But I got to be honest with you, while I was there, my heart was still in Bowling Green to some degree, because my wife and my little boy and my little girl were all the way back in Bowling Green. They're my treasure. And where my treasure is, that's where my heart is. So it was beautiful to see the work of God, and certainly what we were doing was impacting eternity by the power of the Holy Spirit. But I had a treasure elsewhere. Well, do you live your life as if you kind of have a treasure elsewhere? That as you do your work, as you pursue whatever level of excellence to which God's called you on this planet, whatever vocation to which God's called you on this planet, where's your treasure? Let God lead your heart. And it'll change your life. Well, now look at the second half of verse 23. In this prayer, "Try me and know my thoughts." The second point I want to give us is this: God leads our minds. God leads our minds. Now, sometimes there's an accusation against people of faith that we have to turn our mind off before we come to faith. And that's not at all what God says. God is the creator of our brains. He is the creator of our minds, and He is very interested in what we do with our minds. Specifically, He's very interested in where we set our minds. In Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome that to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. So God wants us to set our minds on the Spirit of God who leads us and guides us according to the will of God. That if we set our minds on our flesh, solely that which pleases me and that which benefits me in this moment and feels good to me, then it will lead to destruction. But if we will set our minds on the Spirit, on the things to which God would lead us to think about, there is life there. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Colossae, "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." Set your minds on things above, for the old you is gone. You are a new creation in Jesus Christ. And so set your minds not on earthly things, but on heavenly things, and let God lead you along the way. Well, the first line of verse 24, "See if there be any grievous way in me." The third point I want to give us tonight is this: God leads our souls. God leads our souls. That as we trust and follow Jesus, He guides us and He directs us and He leads us in the deepest parts of who we are. He leads us by directing our yearnings toward Him. Remember, we delight ourselves in the Lord, and He will give us the desires of our hearts, but He will change the desires of our hearts to align with the way He would lead us, that we would know Him and be known by Him. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." When Jesus spoke these words, he was speaking to people who had been oppressed by the legalism of the Pharisees. In other words, the Pharisees were saying, if you will get yourself cleaned up, and if you will make yourself presentable to God, there you will find life. And Jesus came and said, no, that's not the way the kingdom of God works at all. You have to let me clean you up first. You can't. No matter how hard you strive, and no matter how much you struggle, you will never be able to make yourself clean. And as long as you keep trying, you're going to keep failing. But what you can do, Jesus said, is you can come to me. You're weary. You're heavy laden. You can't do it, but I've already done it for you. So come to me. All you who are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Rest for your souls. So as you pray this dangerous prayer, Lord, search me, know me, guide me, lead me, he will. And he'll allow you to find rest in him. Now look at how it ends. Verse 24, the second half. And lead me in the way everlasting. The fourth point I'll give us tonight is this. God leads our way. God leads our way. The very first verse of the very first psalm said, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers." There are a whole lot of people and a whole lot of entities that are vying for your attention and that are vying for your loyalty right now. Can I encourage you, as I encourage me? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Trust him. Follow him. Pursue him. Let your faith in Jesus Christ be the filter through which you strain everything that comes across your path. Let your faith in Jesus Christ be the filter by which you decide what comes next in your life. Let your faith in Jesus Christ be the center of all that you are. And let your faith in Jesus Christ help you prioritize things with him at the center so that you might walk in God's way, for his way is better by far. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, we pray that you would guide our hearts and our minds and our souls, and that you would keep us in your way, for your way is better by far. We are so thankful, Lord Jesus, that you have made the way for us to be in vibrant and growing relationship with Almighty God. And we are so thankful that we are able to come to you at any moment with anything that's on our heart, anything that's on our mind, any desire or any need for knowledge and wisdom. And you meet us where we are, and you speak your truth to us. And so, Lord, we pray that you would do that now. Speak your truth to our hearts and give us the courage and boldness to follow you wherever you would lead. Let our treasure be with you, that there our heart may be also. Before we end our time together tonight, we will join our voices and our minds and our souls and our hearts together yet again, praying that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we will answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us tonight, and we hope you'll join us on Friday as we take a metaphorical journey down to the river to pray.